artificial. Lepa Kishore asks two questions. The first one is, can living entity fall like really low down in the evolutionary species from the human form of life, namely to that of a plankton and so on? I don't know what the value of such a question is, but I guess in theory anything can happen, although it's up to Yamaraj how he wants to punish somebody. However, that won't happen if someone's a devotee, even if he's unsuccessful in devotional service or becomes sinful. But in any case, why not? But here's a better question, and he says, when is it enough just to practice devotional service in order to develop the good qualities of a human being, and when do you have to cultivate them? Well, the verse in principle is the yasti bhagavati akinchana. Yasti bhagavati akinchana sarvagna tasra harashati shura. Okay, let's try that again. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvagna statra harashati shura. And so on. According to this verse, all good qualities manifest in a human being on the basis of his her sincerity in Krishna consciousness by the proper practice of bhakti. But as I've mentioned on numerous occasions, and will repeat again, probably will continue to do so, the mention of bhakti, when it's described in Shastra like this, is a bhakti which is very strong. And bhakti that's, well, at least strong, is bhakti that's done without offenses. Of course, better than that is pure bhakti, better than clearing. If one is doing bhakti that's very strong, then these things will happen very quickly. Obviously, there is no obstruction to anyone at any stage of devotional service cultivating the qualities of goodness. And devotees who are even advanced practitioners, they will cultivate qualities that they find are deficient in themselves, like good conduct, fine speech, and cleanliness, and so on. But for those whose devotional service is weak, that's another story. If your devotional service is weak, then you may compound the weakness of that devotion by, well, say we gave the example of rough speech, by speaking in an impolite way to Vaishnavas and thereby committing Vaishnava aparadha. And what does that do? Well, that just increases decreases the strength of your bhakti and increases burden that you're carrying and the time in which it will take to purify the good qualities which advanced devotion will bring, and how long will that take. So if we see in ourselves that we're lacking in devotional strength and we get that type of feedback from other Vaishnavas as well, and we see that we do have real deficiencies in terms of our own personal character, then we should cultivate these qualities. So to sum up, cultivating qualities is always good. Cultivating the qualities of goodness. Why not? Just because someone's advanced devotee, if he's lacking in a quality, why wouldn't he? With the exception that he's so absorbed in ecstasy or he's so absorbed in service that he really doesn't have time to pay attention to them or just doesn't have time, period. But that's rare. Being conscious, as Srila Prabhupada said, is always conducive to being Krishna conscious. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana. So devotee should always, but especially those devotees who know that they have weak sadhana, scattered rounds, they're getting little taste from the practice of devotional service, then they should know that their Krishna consciousness is not of a high quality. And one, for the purpose of protecting themselves from falling down, and two, by committing offenses, and two, for the purpose of really becoming a Vaishnav and keeping a worthy reputation to Krishna, to Srila Prabhupada, to spiritual master, to Krishna consciousness movement, then it's good to make a point of cultivating the 21 qualities, which I've definitely spoken a lot about here. And Narada Muni also encourages human beings to do that, despite the fact that he also mentions the Navanga Bhakti side by side with them. So, why? Well, because that's who we are in Kali Yuga. We're sort of the dregs. We're at the bottom of the barrel. Otherwise, we would not be here. Hare Krishna.